You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Chiefs are 19-10 on the money line, the Falcons 10-23. And this spread is set at 4.5 currently, Gil. The Chiefs plus 4.5 at 10-11. The Falcons minus 4.5 at 10-11. And situationally, Gil, this is a very interesting game for the Kansas City Chiefs. They went into Mile High last week and eventually prevailed 30-27 with Cairo Santos just making the winning field goal. That was a divisional clash, Gil. And on next Thursday, they will welcome another divisional opponent with Oakland arriving in town. So given the state of the AFC West with Oakland 9-2, the Chiefs 8-3, Denver 7-4, there's a heck of a lot of pressure on those divisional matchups, and there's a chance that the Chiefs could be looking ahead.
Absolutely, and I think scheduling is probably going to be a theme for this show today. I would imagine that's a big one, what you just mentioned. It is a sandwich game, you know, to use the very non-technical term that one of the gentlemen on my show likes to use, Marco D'Angelo. It is a sandwich game. As you point out, the Chiefs, huge win at Denver Sunday night in overtime. Just a gut check win. Amazing how they came out on top in that game, tying it on the very last play and winning it, as you said, with the bank-in field goal off the goalpost, Cairo Santos from 34 yards. And then, yes, the next game on Thursday, very close against the Raiders, with whom they are competing for the top of the division. When I mentioned how I thought New England had an Achilles heel and that they weren't full strength this year, the Chiefs might be that team that topples them. In fact, that would be the team that I would feel would have the best chance of toppling the Patriots from the top of the AFC. I think the Chiefs are, despite the scheduling problem that we just mentioned, probably the best equipped team. And we talk about Seattle getting back players. Well, KC's getting back players on defense, too. They've been getting them back. And when they are at full strength, they are going to be an unbelievable force. Now, this game against the Falcons, it's interesting. Football Outsiders, an advanced stats site, makes the point that while this game, and by the way, this might be the best game just from a fan's perspective on the schedule this Sunday, the Chiefs and the Falcons, while the outcome of this game may not affect either the Chiefs or Falcons' playoff chances that markedly, because both teams are probably headed to the postseason, it does have a big effect on the odds of either of these teams getting to the Super Bowl, because it will have a big effect probably on where these teams end up seeding wise in their respective conferences. So it's a big game in that respect, not necessarily do or die, but the length, the distance with that they can get into the postseason. I like KC here getting the points. In any case, that's what my call would be in this particular game, even with the scheduling issue that you mentioned. I just think the defense is good enough and so good that they can slow down this powerful Atlanta offense to the extent that I like getting the points here.
And the Chiefs, as we've talked about in the past, Gil, they do have an incredible recent record. You look back to games dating back to October 2015, they've posted a 19-4 record in regular and postseason games since then. And they've won 6 of their last 7 games. So this is a franchise that is coming on strong in the last year and a half. I just wonder about the matchup here for the Kansas City Chiefs, because the Falcons, the area in which they struggle defending against the pass, is an area in which the Chiefs don't exactly excel, Gil.
Yeah, there's another advanced stats site, the Power Rank, who my good friend Ed Fang runs here in the U.S., he has Atlanta as the number one team in the entire NFL, and that's driven by being number one on offense. By the way, number 11 on defense, that's where the differentiator is, which makes his ranking of the Falcons number one. But you point out, are the Chiefs the team to take advantage of that Atlanta pass D? And I'm not so sure they're not. You know, this kid Tyreek Hill, who is playing with them now, who's just been an unbelievable infusion into that lineup, and really last week became the first person to score a rushing, receiving, and return touchdown in the same game since the legendary great Gale Sayers did so in 1965. This kid is the real deal. AFC Offensive Player of the Week last week for that performance. And I think he has added a dimension in Jeremy Maclin's absence. You know, everyone's went, well, if the Chiefs get Jeremy Maclin back, they'll be so much better. Once they get Jeremy Maclin back, they'll be you know, that much more equipped to beat certain teams that are in front of them. I'm not so sure that we haven't discovered the diamond in the rough here with Tyreek Hill. So I do think that the Chiefs are getting less credit in that regard than probably meets the eye, than probably is the case, I should say. So I actually do like KC's ability to exploit that now, given Tyreek Hill's presence alone. And, you know, look, the Falcons defense, their best cover man, Dave, cornerback Desmond Trufant, he's on IR now with the torn pectoral muscle that he suffered in October. So he's not coming back. And they're also going to face the Chiefs without defensive end Adrian Claiborne, who's going to miss several games with a knee injury suffered in their win against the Cardinals. The Falcons win against the Cardinals last week. So the Falcons defense isn't getting any better with those losses, with those absences, especially the new one with Claiborne. I do like the Chiefs here to keep up. I do like the Chiefs to win this one outright. I think this might be one of the teams that is peaking at the right time in football.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.